This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Ormaiz, MD. The date of examination is 5/10/22. The name of the patient is Jorge, J-O-R-G-E. Last name, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, Streco, space Gutierrez, space J. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 5/10/22. Referring physician, John C. Scolamiero, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Ormaiz, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 77-year-old male with history of hypertension, an abnormal ECG, forced stress test on medication, parentheses, Losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, baseline ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, abnormal R-wave progression, comma, low voltage, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120/60, baseline heart rate, 84 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 4 minutes and 24 seconds, semicolon, 1 minute and 24 seconds, into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 164, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 150/60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24600, period, due paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. Stress was limited by the patient's short leg length and body habitus. And was discontinued due to fatigue and stress was terminated due to fatigue and attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. Correction. Stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate and fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise with significant acceleration in stage 2, with significant rapid acceleration in stage 2 of stress. The patient had a final blood pressure 120/65 and heart rate of 95 at the end of the recovery period. A VPC was noted in stage 1 of stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chain reviews, and apical two-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline study was technically difficult due to body habitus with a poor parasternal long axis, correction, with fair parasternal long axis view, poor parasternal short axis view, and four apical views. Correction. Make that the baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate due to body habitus with fair parasternal long axis, comma, poor parasternal short axis, and fair apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. Please add to post-peak stress echocardiogram. Please add initial imaging. Make that first few seconds of initial imaging was limited by lung artifact, but all imaging was obtained within 60 seconds, period, and then add the rest of what I said. Okay, impression, normal echocardiograph, portion, tremble, stress echocardiogram, too gray, the 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1. Normal ECG portion, tremble, stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets, comma, comparable to his prior stress test period. Functional capacity somewhat limited by the patient's body habitus and short leg length. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise contributed to by body habitus and level of conditioning, with significant acceleration in stage 2 of stress, with the patient unable to keep up with the treadmill, likely due to leg length. 5, there was a VPC during stage 1 of stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum projected heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, comma, normal augmentation wall motion to exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.